Fake news has been a catch cry of the recent past. The impact of calling out the media has been that we've seen a real drop in how many of us trust the media. We've heard it. Like, the drop is significant, though. Mm-hmm. I think it's under 50% of us are actually trusting of their news, which is pretty bad. But when we look at our kids, those aged between 8 and 16 years of age, a new survey has found that looked at 1,000 young Australians that only 23% have high levels of trust in news media organisations. What is going on? Michael DeNuzzi, as the Associate Director of the Digital Media Research Centre at Queensland University of Technology, and for sure I did not say your surname correctly. Dezawani?
That's okay. That's it, Dezawani. Oh,
thank you so much. What's going on with our kids with such a lack of faith in the media?
Well, good morning. Look, I think that young people are feeling excluded from the media, actually. So we conducted that survey back in 2017 of 1,000 young people to find out what sort of news they were consuming and whether or not they trusted the news and so on. And we found actually that even though young people were consuming quite a bit of news, they really didn't trust it at all. So only about a quarter of young people said that they trusted the media. You know, they just were feeling excluded. They said that they felt that they weren't being represented in the news, or that their views weren't being put very well. So more recently, in April this year, we conducted what we call a snapshot study, and we looked at over 270 news stories across newspapers and television, and we found that they were right, that only about 1% of children and young people were quoted on that day, and only about 11% of young people's views were represented in any kind of way in the news on that day.
Michael, I'm going to sound crass when I say this, so I apologise in advance, but who cares?
At
the end of the day, look, young people, well, between the ages of 4 to 18, you know, which I was 18, I wasn't paying attention to the news. I didn't care about the news. I had other things on my mind. And the opinion of a young person regarding the world is too unformed to be taken seriously, no
okay,
doubt.
I just want to say to everybody out there listening, this is not the view of the ABC in any way, shape or form.
I'm playing devil's advocate here, particularly about young people being useless. Continue, Michael.
Look, I think it's valid, right? I mean, obviously, we're not expecting that, you know, 4 to 8-year-olds are going to be interviewed about their views on national politics or the economy. Mm-hmm. But certainly, you know, where we see stories directly impacting children and young people, and remember, we're talking about young people right up to 18 years of age here. So we do think it's quite valid that they would be talked to and that their views would be put forward in the media, that they would get the opportunity to speak about things that directly impact them. I mean, one of the things that we were quite interested in is that often children and young people were shown in news stories, in a photograph or in video footage, for instance, and, you know, this was where stories were quite specifically about them, but the journalists just chose not to talk to them or, you know, not to include a quote from them in their story. So, you know, they had direct access to those young people about a story that was specifically about them, but they didn't bother to actually speak with them.
It's kind of reflective of media more broadly as well. I guess we're looking at a small representation of the community with a large proportion of the say in the media, and it's not representative, and therefore we have a lot of othering going on. Like, you talk about kids, but you don't talk to kids. You know, you talk about communities, but you don't talk to them. Is this sort of, is this the issue?
Look, yeah, I mean, I think in the case of children and young people, it's a kind of, in a sense, a case of being seen but not heard, which is, you know, a very, very historical thing, really, that, you know, children should be around, but we shouldn't pay too much attention to them. But yes, I think that, you know, you started the story by talking about people's lack of trust in the news. And I think it is true that in an age particularly of social media where people are used to being heard by others, where they can express their views in a whole range of other ways, you know, online, that if they're not being listened to, or, you know, if their views are not being circulated in mainstream media, then it becomes less relevant to them. So, you know, we think that in lots of ways the future of media is kind of under threat, partly because everyday people's opinions and attitudes are not being circulated in the media. I mean, a show like yours is fantastic because it does provide that kind of direct access. People can ring in and provide their views and so on, but we don't see that so much in newspapers or on television.
1-300-222-774, do you think young people, young voices, should be more present in the media? We should be asking their opinions more about the way of the world. Michael Deswani is an associate professor with the Queensland University of Technology. He's looked at the amount of news stories in Australia that quote young people. The answer is 1% on an average day that do so. Michael, how much of this has to do with target audiences, right? Well, most news media, the target audience is older audiences. If older audiences hear young voices too much, they might turn off the media, going, this isn't for me, this is for young people, whereas the young audiences obviously aren't the ones we're courting.
Yeah, look, we saw that come through in the analysis itself. So those news agencies that had a target audience that were older, for instance, the Australian Financial Review or The Guardian, or even the ABC for that matter, tended to have fewer stories about young people, actually. And those, you know, regional newspapers, for instance, like the Cairns Post and the Newcastle Herald, actually contained more stories about young people. And we think probably because those newspapers do see families and young people more as a target audience.
Mm-hmm.
But you're absolutely right that kind of mainstream, more serious news doesn't see young people as a target audience. But, you know, when you think about it, young people are the future consumers of news, and we think there's a strong argument to be made that even those more serious news outlets, you know, should at least sometimes take the opportunity to present the views of children and young people. And I also think that the audience for those more serious news outlets would also enjoy hearing from young people. I mean, there are very, very many articulate young people out there who have something to say. We've seen the example of Greta Thunberg, for instance, the climate activist, who is very good at articulating a particular point of view about a very serious issue. And I think there are probably more young people out there like Greta who could say a lot about important issues.
And we end this on, I believe the children are the future. Teach them well. Thank you, Michael Deswani, Associate Director of the Digital Media Research Centre at Queensland University of Technology.